When a wild goose is on the loose, protect your caboose. Please don't get me wrong, I love geese, and I wish for nothing less than hugs and peace. But I yelled and honked at one thrice today because there was a lot of traffic speeding our way. I said, "Goose, have you no brains? This street has like 6 busy lanes." It baffles me that they dangerously walk the ground when they can just fly around. And I kept proper and respectful distance and was even ready to get out of my car and give assistance. As far as the scientists know, geese are just angry brontosaurus that don't grow. And though we are always told that Vikings were the first to this part of the world, legends have it that they didn't settle it because of a goose. It was said she was mightier than a rabid moose. It is often said that she was seen after dark, dining on a freshly cooked shark. So she scared all the fierce Vikings away, and some say she haunts the East Coast to this day. Alas, she allowed the pilgrims to stay because she got them to feed her candy corn all day. And though in Michigan it gets really cold, or so I'm told, the local geese don't fly away at all. They just hang out behind the local mall. I'm telling you, they are tough birds that we should all admire. But golly, you definitely don't want to face one in a quagmire. The particular specimen I came across today stopped all the traffic and did get her way. After I yelled at her, she just turned around and didn't care. She instead lifted her fat, feathery, fluffy butt in the air and, looking me square in the eye, took an angry, toxic dump, giving me a hot flash and making me jump.